News in brief at Press TV. Iran's foreign minister has criticized a U.S. court ruling that allows Washington to take money from frozen Iranian assets to grant to the families of victims of a 1983 bombing in Beirut. Mohammad Javad Zarif said Tehran will seek reparations if the U.S. administration tries to plunder Iranian funds. The U.N. Security Council has accused Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to submit a broad plan within a month on peace efforts in Yemen. The 15-member council also urged warring sides in Yemen to develop a roadmap for the implementation of interim security measures in the war-torn country. The head of the Syrian government's delegation in the Geneva talks has accused a Saudi-backed opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, of being behind recent terrorist attacks in Syria. Bashar al-Jafari also said that Saudi Arabia and Turkey instruct terrorist groups to plan attacks in Syria. And the Russian foreign minister has accused Turkey of exerting influence on Syria's Saudi-backed opposition group attending the Geneva peace talks tries to plunder Iranian funds. The UN Security Council has accused Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to submit a broad plan within a month on peace efforts in Yemen. The 15-member council also urged warring sides in Yemen to develop a roadmap for the implementation of interim security measures in the war-torn country. The head of the Syrian government's delegation in the Geneva talks has accused a Saudi-backed opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, of being behind recent terrorist attacks in Syria. Bashar al-Jafari also said that Saudi Arabia and Turkey instruct terrorist groups to plan attacks in Syria. And the Russian foreign minister has accused Turkey of exerting influence on Syria's Saudi-backed opposition group attending the Geneva peace talks. Sergei Lavrov accused the High Negotiations Committee of hampering the talks. The new round of negotiations began on April the 13th, but the HNC left Geneva, citing a spike in violence as the reason. At least two people have been killed and several others injured in a blast on a passenger bus in the Armenian capital, Yerevan. Police and firefighters have been deployed to the scene to help the injured. Armenia's Emergency Ministry is investigating the cause of the incident. London's mayor has slammed the U.S. president's intervention in a debate on Britain's upcoming referendum on EU membership. Boris Johnson rejected as ridiculous Barack Obama's comment that Brexit pushes Britain to the end of the queue for a trade deal with the U.S. Brazil's Senate has convened to choose a 21-member commission responsible for following up on the impeachment process against President Dilma Rousseff. The committee will have 10 working days to debate the impeachment process before another vote in the Senate itself to decide Rousseff's fate. And Venezuela's Supreme Court has rejected a proposed constitutional reform to shorten the term of President Nicolas Maduro. The court ruled that the amendment, which was proposed in a bill by opposition lawmakers, would breach the will of the people who elected him.